بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Last time we began with Surah Al-Layl, and we reached قوله تعالى إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. And this was of course the response to the oath that Allah Azza wa Jal took in the beginning of the surah, when He took an oath by the day and by the night and by the male and the female. And then the response for this was إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. He wanted to say that indeed, no doubt about it, certainly your efforts, your actions, what everyone does, they're lashatta, they're diverse. And we took from the word lashatta, shatta means for something to originally be one. That shatta means for something to originally be one, and then it shatters and breaks up in many pieces. So what Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us is that mankind was initially one. And that was from Adam alayhi salam's time. كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. We were all one nation worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal upon Tawheed, upon La Ilaha Illallah. And then after this, gradually, this one, it shattered, it broke into many pieces. And that's why يعني, there is many religions and many deviated sects that came about. So this is La Shatta. Allah Azza wa Jal said that your efforts are Shatta. Now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the second part of the surah, He gives us what it means that Sa'yakum La Shatta. Your efforts and your actions and what everyone does, it's all dispersed, it's all diverse. He tells us now, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Perhaps we'll only have time to explain these three ayat inshaAllah ta'ala. And this will be explaining the first type that Allah Azza wa Jal is speaking to us about. And this is the type that we aspire to be from, and this is the type we're supposed to run after, to be from these types of people, because the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them, basically, as we'll share, is فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. What exactly that means, inshallah ta'ala, when we get to it. Okay, so Allah Azza wa Jal, now He begins this passage, He says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. Then, as for the one who gave, and ittaqa, protected himself. You know, feed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a common translation. But ittaqa means to fear Allah. And as a result, he protected himself from the punishment of Allah azza wa jal by performing the righteous good deeds. Ittaqa. The word a'ta, it means to give. And in Arabic, there are many words that have or share the same meaning of giving. One of the common ones is ata. That's also found in the Quran. For example, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَآتَ الزَّكَاتَ وَيُؤْتُونَ. Right? آتَ الزَّكَاتَ. آتَ الزَّكَاتَ means He gave His zakat. آتَ means to give. Well, أَعْطَى also means to give, but it's to give a lot. Give abundantly. That's the difference. آتَ means to give. أَعْطَى means to give a lot, a lot, a lot. This is أَعْطَى. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what He gave the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, "Inna a'tainak al-kawthar." Not "Inna a'tainak." Already when Allah says, "Inna a'tainak al-kawthar," we understand that Allah has given him, but He's given him a lot, given him an abundance, a profuse amount. What was that? That was al-kawthar, which in itself means even more, right? So this is how the word a'ta is used in the Quran. One more place it's used in Surah Al-Naba, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reward He gives the believers in the paradise, He says that He's given a reward that is described as عَطَاءً, which means a lot, basically, a lot. And this is Allah is saying He's given a lot. So one is just left to imagine how much is this if the one that's saying a lot is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. So this is what a'ta means, to give. So Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى. As for the one who gives a lot. Now, a'ta also, it means to give something as a reaction to something. So for example, maybe I liked someone and I gave them a gift. It was a reaction. I liked him, so I gave him a gift. But you gave them far and beyond what was expected. You gave them a lot. That's also i'ta. To give into reaction of something, and you give far and beyond what was expected from the one that received what you gave him. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking about the one who gave a lot more than that was required from them. The question that comes up in mind now is, who did he give and what did he give? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't speak that in this surah. The answer for that has already been established in previous surah. You know, just like the beginning of the surah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, I swear by the night as it covers. The question was, covers what? The answer for that was in the previous surah, يَغْشَاهَا أَيُشَّمْسِ, meaning that the night covers the sun. So the style of this surah is that way. So فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى, who did he give? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered that in two surahs before, in Surah Al-Balad, when he said, فَكُّ رَقَبَهُ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَهُ يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَهُ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَهُ. So Allah Azza wa Jal already answered the part of who did he give a lot. Allah said, فَكُّ رَقَبَهُ, he gave a lot towards freeing a slave. And he gave a lot towards feeding the poor and feeding the orphan and feeding the needy. So all that needs to be said in this surah is a'ta. He gave a lot. That's all that needs to be said. Not who and how. That's already been mentioned in the previous surah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقَى فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. It comes from the word ittiqa. Ittaqa comes from the word ittiqa. Basically, يعني, what actually that means is to protect or to save yourself from harm. To save yourself from harm and to save yourself from the consequences of harm. To save yourself from the harm and to save yourself from the result, from the consequence of harm. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, He doesn't only say ittaqullah. He says, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ, protect yourself from the fire. He says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, fear and protect yourself from a day that you'll return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So taqwa isn't just fi. Khawf is fi. Taqwa has two elements to it. Taqwa, it's two things. It's fi and protection. So for example, if I heard a loud sound outside and then automatically you put your hands on your ear, then that's taqwa. Because you heard something, you feared, and as a result of this fi, you did some sort of action to protect yourself from this loud sound. So you put a hand on your ear. That will be known as you've engaged in an act of taqwa. Given the example of before, if it's at night and you've heard a sound outside and you think it's a thief wanting to try to rob you or come into your house, so you get scared that you heard a sound outside your house in the middle of the night, you rush all the way to the door and you make sure it's locked. The fact that you make sure it's locked, that's now engaged in an act of taqwa. Because you had the fee, then you tried to protect yourself. So this in essence is what taqwa is. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. So this person, he a'ta, he gave a lot, and he wanted to protect himself. The one who, you know, usually the one who gives, he feels good about giving. So for example, you know, he says, I've given thousands in charity donations in this fundraiser I've given in towards that masjid, towards that orphanage. I've built a well with my money. Alhamdulillah, I've done a lot. The one that gives, he usually feels good about himself and he'll convince himself that he doesn't have anything to fee. And he'll think that I've secured my place in Jannah. Alhamdulillah, this is some of the advertisements, you know. Secure your place in Jannah, come to the fundraiser, and then you convince yourself that you've really purchased the place in the paradise, and as a result, you have no more fear anymore of anything. But the attitude of this person is that he gave, and he gave a lot, a'ta, and he was afraid as well, wattaqa. He became careful, he became cautious. Every time he gave, he was always careful and he was cautious and he always feared. The other thing is, and this happens in many deviant religions, and unfortunately exists among some of the Muslims. And this is that they give a lot of charity to compensate for their bad deeds. This exists. A lot of deviated religions, and as we said, among some Muslims, they give, and they give a lot in charity to compensate for their bad deeds. So they give a lot of money towards building a masjid, or towards funding a well, or for an orphanage, but they don't want to give up, for example, smoking, or they don't want to give up the alcohol they're drinking, or they don't want to give up this extremely haram they're involved and engaged in. So they gave a lot, but they didn't fear. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He wants you to give, but He also wants you to have taqwa. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. Right? So you must have both. And sometimes it's the opposite. You might find someone that has taqwa, but when it comes to giving, he doesn't give anything. Right? So this is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking of in this ayah. We're speaking of someone who has the two together. أَعْطَى, he gives, and at the same time he is also afraid and is يعني, very careful and cautious. Now, this sequence of giving, أَعْطَى, and fearing, اتَّقَى, it's not only found in this surah. We find this, for example, in Surah Al-Insan as well, Surah Al-Dahr. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over there, He says, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in that surah, speaking of about a people, describing the people, that they say, we're only feeding you, meaning the orphans and the needy, we're only feeding you only to seek لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, to seek the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. In other words, to seek the pleasure and the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want a smile from your face. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says immediately after it, إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا أو إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَنْطَرِيرًا. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, we fear from our master a horrifying day that will make the faces frown. So subhanAllah, in that surah he mentioned about giving, and immediately after it he mentioned about the same people that gave, they feed their Lord, and they said it, we fear our master of a horrible day, of a horrifying day that will come, that will make the faces frown. We also find this same concept in Surah Al-Mu'minun, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. SubhanAllah, this concept never separates. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا, and those who give what they give. In other words, they spend in the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. They give from what Allah has given them. And at the same time, قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ, their hearts are full of fear. أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. They are full of fear that they will return to their Lord one day. And in the meaning or the interpretation of Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that this ayah means that these are people that gave sadaqat, and they feared that their sadaqah won't be accepted, right? So there is always this idea of giving and fearing. And one, when you choose one over the other, then you won't be from part of this ayah. This part of the ayah, it recognizes both a'ta wa'ttaqa. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. الشوكاني رحمه الله, he said regarding this ayah, that he or she, he kept giving and giving and giving. He exhausted his wealth for good cause, right? Yani he spread his wealth for all types of good causes. You know, if someone has a lot of money, he goes around and he asks people, what is the best way to invest my money and to get the maximum profit? This is when people have a lot of money, they want to invest it, or they go around seeking where's the best investment opportunity. People eventually like this, what they'll end up doing is putting a little in this business, a little bit here, a little over there, a little over there, right? They spread their wealth around in different areas of investment. Shawkani rahimahullah, he says that this person in the ayah, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى, he puts his wealth فِي وُجُوهِ الْخَيْرِ, in all types of good causes. So subhanAllah, this is a person, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى, for example, he puts some of his wealth in helping the orphans. He put some of it in helping the oppressed. He put some of it to the Muslim prisoners' families, for examples. He puts some of his wealth towards the masajid, towards orphanage, towards building wealth. So that on the day of judgment, when he comes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has this amazing portfolio, right? He's put wealth here and over there and over there and over here, subhanallah. So this is the attitude that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in terms of what to do with our wealth. Fi wujuhil khair. Spread it around. Wherever good you see, put it in there so that when you come on the day of judgment, you have an amazing portfolio right before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeing where you've spread your wealth. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى. As-Samurai, يعني حفظه الله, also one of the contemporary Mufassirun, has a very beautiful tafsir, and we'll share some of his works. It's really remarkable works he's done. But something he says here, he says, تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ اتَّقَى الْبُخْلِ. That he gave, wattaqa, he was afraid of being stingy, and therefore that's why he gave. What was he afraid of? He was afraid of being stingy and people saying that, or him to himself, that he's withholding what Allah has given him, so he gave, out of fear of being stingy, subhanAllah. You know, we need to really think about something very, very, very importantly. And this is the question. Is it really our wealth we are giving? Is it really our money that we are giving? Or did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us in the first place? You know, there is this experiment that will help you answer this question. You know, try, for those that have children, young children, age of 3, 4, 5 and so on, try buying something, a lolly, chips or whatever, an ice cream. Say ice cream goes well with the children. Buy ice cream. And walk in the house and start eating the ice cream. Your son will, eventually, automatically, you'll just see him right next to you. He's asking for some of the ice cream. He'll say, give me some, just a little bit. Now, you'll give it to him. And when you ask for it back, he won't give it back. He'll say, it's mine, right? Yani, subhanAllah, within seconds, it's become his. Within seconds, it's become his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, He asks us for money. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Allah, he says, who will give Allah a goodly loan? Allah Azza wa Jal says, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. You know, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, let me tell you of a business transaction that will save you from a severe, intense punishment. SubhanAllah. يعني, look at the terms Allah gives us. قَرْضًا تِجَارَةً. It's like something we own and Allah is telling us, give it to me. SubhanAllah. Why does this happen? Why does Allah Azza wa Jal speak in these terms? Because we start believing it's ours. We develop this belief that this wealth is ours. And it's not his, it's ours. We start to think that we're the owners. And that's what money turns you into. Money is the essential thing which makes you think you're in charge. And who have you replaced psychologically in your mind? Maybe we do still say La ilaha illallah. Maybe we still say Allahu Akbar in our salawat. But what does your heart testify to every single time you see your money? Or you see your account, your bank and so on? You know, you start having this idea, you start convincing yourself, I own this wealth. It's mine. You know, it belongs to me. I'm in charge. This is the attitude that develops. And this is the attitude Allah Azza wa Jalla is exposing in this surah. So, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى. He gave, وَاتَّقَى. And he became afraid. Became afraid that he might think it belongs to him. So he gave a lot of it away. This is also, وَاتَّقَى would mean that he gave so much because he was afraid that he might develop this attitude over time. When his wealth increases, he might think he owns it. And he really will convince himself, you know, I'm in charge here, I got so much money. So this person Allah is speaking to us about, he was afraid of this. So he gave, he a'ta. A'ta meaning he gave a lot. So he remains only with something he needs. So therefore he's always in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other thing is, subhanAllah, you know, you only give a lot of wealth if it's a guaranteed business deal, if it's a guaranteed investment. For example, you'll invest in housing, for example. Rent is going on the rise. This is good business, good investment. It's very easy for you to close your eyes and buy a house, build a house, because you're almost guaranteed this is a win situation. So because you won't lose, you'll give a lot. And so the amount of wealth and money we give will increase when we know it's a sure, guaranteed deal. And the amount of money and wealth we give, it'll decrease when we know it's a bad, unguaranteed business deal. So this person, ittaqa, he fears. Before his other instinct kicks in and says, no, maybe I shouldn't give the wealth here, maybe it's not a good idea. So this person, he just gave. He straight away, he gave and he ittaqa. And this is his attitude. So you know, subhanAllah, the more you give, the stronger you are in your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's business deal. Therefore, the more iman you have. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as-sadaqatu burhan. That what you give, your sadaqah that you give, is a burhan. It's a proof. It's a proof of what? It's a proof that you believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's business deal is much better and guaranteed returns. This is what it's a burhan of. So subhanAllah, you know, the less you give fi sabilillah, that means your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise and in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's business deal is weak. The less you give for Allah's case, then that proves that you are weak in your trust with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guarantee of multiple return. Therefore, your iman decreases. So subhanAllah, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. Now one more thing on this ayah. We want to speak about the sequence. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, أَعْطَى then وَاتَّقَى. Now you would think taqwa comes first, and then as a result of taqwa you give. You gave a lot. But the sequence Allah Azza wa Jal gave us, He is in reverse. He said, أَعْطَى, He gave a lot. Then He gave us the idea of ittaqa. He developed taqwa. And this is, subhanAllah, part of the style of the entire surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the conclusion, the result first, then He mentions the root cause second. You know, subhanAllah, we'll find this throughout the surah, and it's really, really amazing. Like an example, when we get to وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى. You know, when you think of the dunya and the akhirah, which one comes first? Dunya, and then what comes second? Al-akhirah. But look what Allah does in this ayah. He says, وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى. So he will mention the conclusion first, which is the akhirah, the hereafter. Then he mentions what was first, and that is al-ula. This is a style in the surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says here, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. It's amazing. It's like we are told, you want the fruit? You want to be from those who أَعْطَى? Then you have to think about the tree. اتَّقَى. Right? That's not like sort of the tree. So اتَّقَى. Taqwa, you have to think about taqwa. And then if you want the tree itself, you need to think about the seed. What's the seed? The ayah that comes after it, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. You know? So subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us, you'll see the fruit, which is a'ta, then the tree, which is ittaqa, and then the roots and the seed of the tree, which is وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. Subhanallah. So the root of a'ta, what is the motive of a'ta? Taqwa. How do you develop taqwa? Saddaqa bil husna. Saddaqa bil husna, and he confirmed the truth in the ultimate good. Al husna is the superlative form of the word ahsan. So Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that wa saddaqa bil husna, he confirmed the truth in the ultimate good. He confirmed the truth in the best possible. Now the question is, the best possible what? What is this husna? What is this ultimate good we have to make tasdeeq of? Right? What is this ultimate good that we have to confirm and truly believe in? So Allah Azza wa Jal gave the adjective, but not a precise term. He just said al-husna. He didn't say, and he confirmed the truth in the Jannah. Or he didn't say he confirmed the truth in La ilaha illallah. Allah didn't say and he confirmed the truth in Al-Akhirah. He confirmed the truth in the Quran and Sunnah. The fact that he didn't say anything of all this means that he left the scope open. So that means he confirmed the truth in all of these things. So you know how amazing this word Al-Husna is? Meaning that Allah Azza wa Jalla summarized the entire religion in one word. Al-Husna, the ultimate good. And this is why when the Salaf interpreted this ayah, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, you have almost seven different interpretations that Al-Mawardi rahimahullah he mentions and he groups them. For example, you have Al-Dahhak. He said, Al-Husna is La ilaha illallah, Tawheed. Qatada rahimahullah, he said, Al-Husna is the final promise of Allah, which is the Day of Judgment. Mujahid rahimahullah, he said, Al-Husna is the paradise. He used the dalil, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى, for those who do good will be the good, and the good there is interpreted as the paradise. Others said, بِالثَّوَاب, meaning the reward. They believed and they confirmed the truth that Allah rewards the believers. Zayd bin Aslam, he said, Al-Husna is as-salat, as-zakat, as-sawm. You know, that it's the prayer, fasting and giving in charity. Others said, Ita'atul Rasul, Ita'atul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obeying and following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, this is the style of the surah. Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to think. He wants us to think. Remember from the beginning of the surah, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, I swear by the night as it covers. Covers what? Allah wants you to think. تَجَلَّى, as it brightens. Brightens what? أَعْطَى, gave. Gave who and gave what? Allah wants you to think. And now Al-Husna. Al-Husna, what Al-Husna? Confirmed and believed in the ultimate good. What's the ultimate good? Think. This surah is all about thinking. And the answers are already there in the surah before and the surah after, as we'll see. You know, there's a very important point also to mention. Some people know that certain things are good for them, but they don't do them. So for example, there are people, they know the prayer is wajib, we must pray, fard, it's a rukun, but they don't pray. There are people like this, they believe in the salat, they believe it's good for them, but they don't pray. Tasdeeq wa saddaqa bil husna. What's tasdeeq? Tasdeeq is to know something is good for you, and you do it. That's what tasdeeq is. Knowing something is good and doing it. So for example, if I say fire burns, if I say fire burns, I don't touch it, then that's tasdeeq that fire burns. But if I say fire burns and I touch it anyway, then there's either two things happening here. Either you are lying or either you're just insane. You're just insane. So the right thing to do is confirm the truth in something, believe in it, and then action. You need to do it straight after. That is what tasdeeq is. So it's not enough to say, Wallah, I do believe salat is good. I do believe we have to give sadaqah. I do believe we have to do hajj. But I can't do it. Or I don't want to do it. That is not tasdeeq. That doesn't fall in this ayah. Tasdeeq is believing in something that's good for you and then acting upon it. This is what tasdeeq is. Now, the other beautiful thing is that, and focus with me on this one, it is really incredibly beautiful. It'll show you the eloquence of the Quran. The fundamental theme of this surah is the word sa'yakum. It's that the theme of the surah is sa'yakum. What does sa'yakum mean? Your efforts, right? Your actions, basically. And because Allah Azza wa Jal, why are we saying this is the theme? Because it's the response of the oath. And I told you before that the response of the oath would always be the introduction to the surah. Right? So if you don't understand the first few ayat, you will not understand the rest of the surah. So the first few ayat, the response to the oath was, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Allah is saying that your efforts, سَعْيَكُمْ, your actions, they are dispersed, they're all over the place. And so the entire surah would begin to describe to us how everything is all over the place, right? So the theme of the surah is the word سَعْيَكُمْ. Okay. The topics that are presented in ayah 5 and 6, which is فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, they're chronological, they're put in chronological order. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned أَعْطَى first, gave. اتَّقَى, he mentioned taqwa second. صَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى third, meaning confirm the ultimate truth. If we reverse these three, then this is how the real life occurs. So the first thing is that you confirm the ultimate truth. In real life, it's reversed in real life. The first thing you do is what? Saddaqa bil husna. You confirm the ultimate truth. You confirm la ilaha illallah. You confirm tawheed in your life. Second thing is, you begin to develop taqwa. Ittaqa. After you develop taqwa, you begin to be from those who a'ta, who give. That's the normal sequence of yani how real life occurs. Okay. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned the a'ta wa taqwa wa saddaqa bil husna. Now, I'll show you how this is perfect. Tying it to the theme sa'yakum. Okay, keep in your mind, sa'yakum means actions, efforts. The word a'ta, meaning to give, is what? An act or something of the heart? An action. Taqwa is two. It could be a hard thing. It is a hard thing. And it's also an action thing. Saddaqa bil husna is what? An act of? It's an act of the heart. So a'ta is an action. Ittaqa is both in the heart and in the actions. And saddaqa bil husna is an act of the heart. Now, we said that the central theme is sa'i, which sa'i means action, efforts. So I've drawn it here so you can see it exactly how it works. This is beautiful. You see that Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Inna sa'yakum lashatta." Sa'i meant action. Now, the first one of the three, or of the three, that means 100% action is a'ta. So because a'ta has to do with action, it was the closest to the theme. And the one that was further away from the meaning of action was moved further away from the word sa'yakum. So this is why when you see a'ta here, it's an action, meaning it's here because it's closer to the word sa'i, which is the theme of the surah of action. And the more we don't have any meaning of action, the more we move away from the word sa'i. And this is why ittaqa is here, and then saddaqa is right over there. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, subhanallah. This is the eloquence of the Quran, which no one can challenge. You know, and then think of, comprehend this. This is coming down in spoken form. It's not coming down written, so you don't have time for editorial process and put it through and editing and then let's move this here and move this over there. You don't have that. It's spoken word over 23 years. So what was revealed in the first year was consistent to what was revealed 11 years after. Nothing changed, subhanallah. So this is the unchallenged word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one has come to challenge it. No one will be able to challenge it. Anyone that comes nowadays that says the Quran has grammatical errors, we say, one second, who are you to say it has grammatical errors when the Arabs that lived among Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam at his time, which were the most eloquent in Arabic, never picked a mistake on it? And trust me, had they picked a mistake on it, it would have been highlighted in history, because history is never lost. It's always preserved. You know, history is always preserved. And so if people at that time had found a mistake in the Quran, it would have been recorded. And until this day, we'd have never heard the end of it. So whoever comes now, we say, firstly, you're not qualified in the Arabic language the same way those were qualified in the Arabic language. So your criticism cannot be accepted. Okay, so subhanallah, this is the sequence and this is the eloquence we find in the Quran. This is just one part of it. This is found in every single ayah of the Quran. Now, what I want to share with you is what As-Samu al-Ra'i, Hafidha Allah, mentioned in this sequence. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And then we'll move on to فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. We'll conclude with that. But anyway, he mentions something interesting about the nature of an individual and the nature of society. Well, think of this very good. He says, for an individual is someone who thinks about himself, right? For an individual, the sequence is reversed. For an individual, what do you do? You saddaqa bil husna. You believe in Islam, you believe in la ilaha illallah. You accept that. Then you develop taqwa. And then you begin to give. A'ta. That's on an individual scale, right? Okay. Now, for a society, if you want to be part of any society, the first thing you have to give up is money. You can't have everything for yourself. works. If you want to be part of society, you have to contribute back to society. Whether you live in an Islamic society or whether you live in a kufr society, this is all the same. To be part of it, you have to give. In Islam, we have the concept of zakat, right? You want to be part of the Islamic society, you need to pull out 2.5% of your wealth. This is the just tax system of Islam. Even it sounds true for other societies of kufr, they also have a tax system where they tax the people in oppression and they take their wealth, and therefore everyone has to contribute so society can move on. So from a society perspective, the ayat are first a'ta. For a society to build, the first thing that needs to exist is a'ta. Everyone must give back. After you've given, what do you have to do? You have to abide by the law. You have to abide by the law. If you want to make a society and you want to make this society civilized, people need to abide by the law. And you have to be afraid of the consequences of breaking the law. That's taqwa. A'ta wa taqwa. And then finally, which law do we abide by? وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. You abide by the law of Islam, by La ilaha illallah, which is the ultimate truth. Subhanallah. Even in this, as short as the ayah is, Allah Azza wa Jal is teaching us how a society develops. Allahu Akbar. In three words, Allah is telling us how a society functions. People have to give, everyone has to contribute. People have to have taqwa, you must fear the law. Otherwise, if everyone does what he does, there's going to be chaos in the country. And then after this, which law should we fear and which law should we abide? صَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And that is Islam. And that is the ultimate of laws. And this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is, Allah azza wa jal refers to it as al-husna, the ultimate truth. So the progression of an individual is in backwards. And the progression of a society is going this way. أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And the progression of the individual is صدق بالحسنى تقوى and أعطى. Subhanallah, incredible. How much do we learn from just one ayah? How much Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us. So as I told you, this ayah and this surah specifically is forcing us to think, right? This one surah of the Quran, subhanallah, it makes your life يعني, much more different when you read and you understand the Quran, you understand what Allah wants from you. And as we say, the Quran isn't just a book for you. This is a book that runs a government. This is a book that can run a whole country. It runs a whole nation. This is a book that can put the whole world in order if only people were to abide by its laws. It's subhanAllah, the perfect law. Revealed 1,400 years ago, we still have people that say, that was for that time. Now things have changed. Where's things have changed? Your mind has changed. The Quran has remained as it is, and Allah Azza wa Jal chose for it to be as it is 1,400 years ago, and it also works perfectly for today. If we only abide by its system, you would see a change. But يعني, this is fadlullahi yu'tihi man yasha. People that rush and people that hasten towards implementing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's law, then the good is in them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني, to establish the law of Islam around the world. Okay, so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, فَأَمَّا. When he says fa'amma, this is a conditional statement. A conditional statement. As for the one who does this, a'ta taqa wa saddaqa bil husna, then this will happen for him. You know, when there's a conditional statement, that means there will be a result. So for example, if I say, if you pass your exam, then I'll give you $100. So Allah is saying to us here, if you are from a'ta wa taqa wa saddaqa bil husna, then what is the result? Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Then we'll make easy for him. Who's we? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, until he, Allah Azza wa Jal, makes easy, it'll always be difficult. But for the person who makes this commitment to giving and to have fear and to confirm the truth in the ultimate good, then Allah Azza wa Jal will make easy for him. Then Allah says, لِلْيُسْرَى, the easiest. Allah is saying, I'll make the easiest really easy for him. This is فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gift to this person, that أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, he finds doing good things, he'll find doing good deeds very easy. And he'll find them the easiest thing to do. Meaning doing the bad deeds, he'll find it very hard. And the most natural thing to him will be doing good deeds. Can you think of this gift, subhanAllah? Most of us, when we do the good, it's hard. But when we do the bad, it's easy. You know, subhanAllah, for most of us, praying is tough. You need to wake up. Now, especially we're coming into cold days. You need to wake up, make wudu. Then you got to quickly pray so you can go back to sleep. Then you got to go back to work and wake up. And yani, there's discomfort. We find it really heavy. But subhanAllah, compare this with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The easiest thing for him was salat. You know, he said in the hadith, جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ, that my desire, my comfort, my love, my relaxation, the coolness of my eye was placed in salat. You know, he couldn't wait to pray. So he'd tell Bilal radiallahu anhu, أَرِحْنَا بِهَا يَا بِلَال, hurry up Bilal, make adhan and iqamah so we can relax in the prayer. So we can find our relaxation, our comfort in prayer. SubhanAllah. So Allah gave His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this gift. And you know, Allah Azza wa Jal told him in Surah Al-A'la, وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى, we will make it easy for you. What is Allah saying in this surah? فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Sounds the same, right? You know what that means? Allah is offering us similar to what He gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there's a difference between what Allah gave Rasulullah and what He's offering us. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said, وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى. For us, He said, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. What's extra is the scene at the beginning, right? When Allah promised His Messenger, He said, I'll make easy for you. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ. He said to us in this surah, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ. In other words, meaning, soon I'll make easy for him. There's the difference. Why is the difference? What's this difference for? You know, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah didn't say soon. For everyone else aspiring to reach this ease, this gift of Allah, He said soon. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is content. And his heart is already in the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's not at unrest with Allah. Because everything is easy and it's in the right direction to Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know, when do we say the word soon? When do you say to someone soon? When you want to help them calm down, right? So you say to him, brother, relax, it's coming soon. The food is coming soon, relax. We only use the word soon when we want to calm down people. So it's a way to easing you. The word soon is a way to easing someone. So this shows the relationship between Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That it was very, very tranquil. But we're not tranquil. We want to rush to the reward of yusr. We want to rush to this reward of Allah. فَسُنِيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. We want to rush to this reward of Allah making the good deeds easy for us. So Allah calms us down and says, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Soon we'll make it easy for you. But first teach yourself, أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And then don't worry, نُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى will come. And you know, subhanAllah, for the Arabs, they would talk about the horse, which was something pretty hard to ride. It's difficult to ride. Especially without a saddle, without the seat, without the reins and so on, it's difficult. But you know, when the horse had all the riding uniform placed on it, when it was comfortable to ride, the Arabs would say, يَسَّرَ الْفَرَسِ. Now it's easy to ride, they would say. That's how the word yusr was originally used. So Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, I'll make all the arrangements for you to do the good deeds. The horse will be ready. And it will be prepared. You just have to move the rope a little, that's all. And that's how easy it will be that Allah Azza wa Jalla will make it easy for you to do the good deeds. All the doors of the good will be open for you. And the path of goodness will be eased for you. You will not find anything easier than doing a hasad. And that means that the sayyat, the bad deeds, will be very difficult for you to approach. SubhanAllah. What an awesome gift Allah Azza wa Jalla is offering for those who give a lot and fee in all of its meanings that we shared. And صدق بالحسنى, he confirms the ultimate truth. all those meanings we shared, basically that one word that summarized Islam for us. And this is the meaning of those ayat. You find that Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whosoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make all his affairs easy. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And he'll provide for him from doors you never ever imagined. You know what that means? مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. يعني you never imagined to have such a thing that will easily come to you. And it was your wildest dreams to ever think this will come to you. Why? Why is it your wildest dreams? If you أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise to you. Just get the attitude of giving and watch what happens. Just adapt this attitude of giving. And this is an attitude we should instill in our children from when they're small, right? And so inshaAllah ta'ala, this will be the topic for next week. We'll discuss وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. Very important topic. This was just one type of people. This is the people that give, and this was their result that Allah Azza wa Jal gives them. Now inshaAllah ta'ala, next week we'll share opposite to these people, those that are bakhila, they withheld, they hold their money back, they don't give. وَاسْتَغْنَى, what exactly that means we'll share next week. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. InshaAllah ta'ala, perhaps we'll try to share those three ayat. If we can move a bit forward, we will be bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. We conclude our lesson here. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people of the Qur'an, people who benefit from the reminders of the Qur'an. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.